Maybe some of you have heard of the Camino de Santiago. Anybody? Yeah, a couple. For short, it's referred to as the Camino. Literally translated from Spanish to English, it is the Way of St. James. It's a path, or really a network of paths, hiking trails across northern Spain. And it has served as a pilgrimage trail for Christians since medieval times. One hiking blog describes it as medieval Catholicism's version of the Appalachian Trail. The Way, the Camino, is still a hiking destination for some nearly 200,000 people every year. Now, certainly not all of these hikers are pilgrims. Some are hikers out for the fun of exploring a new trail, for the beauty of nature, but some of these hikers are true pilgrims that walk with a prayer in their heart that as they walk this way, their life might be conformed to the way. Jesus' I Am statement for this morning, which continues our sermon series throughout Lent of these I Am sayings of Jesus in the Gospel of John, is from John 14, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. Jesus is teaching the disciples about the way to the Father. How do we find the Father? How do we find the kingdom of God? How do we find heaven? Now, Jesus has said that he is about to leave these disciples. So the disciples just want to be certain that without Jesus, without him with them, they will know this way. And so Thomas comes right out and says it, asks the big question in verse 5, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? To which Jesus responds quite simply, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Know Jesus, and you have this way laid out for you. But that doesn't seem to be like quite enough for the disciples. And Philip chimes in and asks, Lord, show us the Father, and then that'll be enough for us. Sure. That'll be enough for you. The way lies right in front of them, and they do not realize it. The Father right before them, and they do not know it. So whose way is it? Whose way is it? The disciples want it their way. I wish I had it my way. And all of you wish your way was the way. My way or the highway, right? But when we do things our way, we lead ourselves astray. Commentary points our attention to the phrase in this text that Eileen read, my Father's house. My Father's house, which appears right at the beginning of the scripture and probably a verse that many of you are familiar with. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? Some of you probably know the text as in my Father's house, there are many mansions or many rooms. But the point is, and we understand it to mean that heaven is this space that has a place for every one of us. And thus, it's become a very popular text to use at funerals. But what I want us to know about this little phrase, my Father's house, is that it's used one other time in the whole Gospel of John. One other time, all the way back in chapter 2, when Jesus goes into the temple. And he drives out all those money changers, you remember this, and the animals, right? And he says, take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house into a marketplace. So Jesus is saying that the temple is his Father's house. But then he goes on to say, destroy this temple. And in 3 days, I will raise it up. John explains that, of course, he doesn't mean this physical structure, this physical temple, but the temple of his body, crucified and in 3 days risen again. So all of that explanation of my Father's house should help us to understand that the home of God, the home of God, is not restricted to any building structure like the temple, nor some mansion in the sky. No, it should be best thought of as the body of Christ. The body of Christ, which comes to be the church, universal. A body of believers, mobile homes of sorts, a network of mobile homes. Jesus on the move, the body of Christ. The way of Jesus, however, can be limited by us. When we misconstrue these structural preferences as the way of Jesus, just like these elite Jews confused the temple with the way of the Lord, so much so that they manipulated it for their financial gain. However, what things that work to our comfortable favor have we confused with the way of Jesus? Can we accept that the body of Christ will not always look the same as the way we've done it? Can we accept that the way this congregation has done things isn't necessarily the way Christ's path will move us forward? When we do things our way, when we expect things to be done our way, we are exclusive, my way or the highway. But Jesus's way is radically inclusive in that it includes anyone who would deny their way in pursuit of Jesus Christ. In that, it would include anyone who would deny their way in pursuit of the discernment of his way. All who are on his path, who are the body of Christ, are those who have denied themselves, who have taken up the cross to follow, because that is the way of Jesus. It is a way of the cross, which we will see this week. Now, we convince ourselves that we don't need our own self-seeking ways, and we can pursue Jesus completely. But yikes, that's the hardest decision I think you'll ever make. And in a few moments, as we prepare for baptisms of three individuals who are making such a decision to try to live into this Jesus way by starting off and claiming him as Lord, as we prepare, as they prepare, we're going to sing some simple songs, but I want to call your attention to one, "Lord, I Want to Be a Christian." You probably know that song. Simple words, but strong words, claiming a desire to be a Christian in my, where? In my heart. In my heart. That seems, though, to be the modifier of importance here. Acknowledging that in here, I do want to be a Christian. But out here, it is so hard to surrender my will. That in here, I do love Jesus, and yet out here, I'm looking at the world and I'm looking at the cross. But that's the Jesus way. Letting go of us and finding God taking hold. Scott Hosey interprets this story written by a neurologist, Oliver Sacks, about Tourette's syndrome. Tourette's syndrome is a disorder, he says, that causes victims to have any number of physical and verbal tics. Some people with Tourette's have constant facial twitches. Others find themselves uncontrollably uttering verbal whoops and beeps and other words. One man with Tourette's, whom Dr. Sacks knew, was given to these deep lunging bows with other verbal shouts, and this obsessive compulsive tick of modifying his glasses. But the kicker is, this man was a skilled surgeon. Somehow, and for some unknown reason, when this man dons the mask and the gown and enters the operating room, all of these tics disappear for the duration of the surgery. He loses himself in this role as he does so totally. When the surgery is finished, he returns to these quirks of glasses, adjustments, and shouts and bows. This man has a God-given gift to save people's physical lives through surgical procedure. And he surrenders to that purpose. And there's no tick that will get in that way. Now, most of us have more control over the ticks that keep us from surrendering to God. And yet we still choose to withhold a part of ourselves from going that Jesus way. But that way requires all of us, all of who we are. And when we know this way and we have seen this way in the person of Jesus, we have no excuse for asking for anything more. There's no, God, maybe you would do this for me and then I'll throw my whole self in. There's no, God, show me the Father, then I'll join in your way. All we've needed is Jesus the whole time. Jesus Christ revealed to us in his words. And if we claim his way, we will be included in his body. And once on the way with Jesus, on the way in the body of Christ, we will be transformed. As Jesus sets out on the way, even this morning with this donkey parade on Palm Sunday, with people praising him, waving these palm branches, there's no turning back from the transformation that's about to come now. Palm Sunday is like that king's inaugural parade. There's no leaving this way at this time, no turning back. Your radical statement has been made that Jesus is Lord. And while death is on his horizon, so is transformed life. Alan Roxburg says it's like a pair of prescription glasses. Once you've progressed to a new prescription, you can't go back, can you? The moment has already begun. There's no going back to a former prescription to rescue you now that you've seen more clearly. Your sight has been transformed. You're on the way. The old way is gone. Or maybe you remember the opening scene of the 2003 movie Seabiscuit. You remember that movie? Tobey Maguire and the undersized racehorse. Well, the opening of this Depression-era film has really nothing to do with horses, but Alan Roxburg describes this scene of a man wearing a shop apron and gaiters to protect his shirt sleeves, and he's loitering outside this new business, C.S. Howard's Bicycles, a modest storefront where bicycles are sold and repaired. There's just one problem. There's no customers. In fact, viewers soon see that Charles is dozing on the bench in the front of the business, waiting for business that never materializes. People wandering by and carriages fill the streets, but no one, it seems, is interested in the expertise of this aspiring entrepreneur. Then, suddenly, Charles's fortune changes. A man pulls up driving a Stanley automobile with steam billowing from under the hood. "The boiler blew on me," the driver said. "Can you fix it?" And Charles, the bicycle repairer, thinks for a moment and responds with a confident, "Sure." And in true Hollywood fashion, the inspired Charles not only manages to fix the strange new machine, but dramatically improve its performance as well. And as a result, he abandons the bicycle business to become a highly successful automobile dealer. Leave behind your old way. Follow the way that Jesus presents to you. Jump in fully, and it will be transformed. You will be transformed. Today we accept new members into this church and into the church universal. And several of these members will be baptized today and a few later on in the summer outside. But as the body of Christ, today we bear witness to these decisions to leave behind my way and choose the way of Christ. So may this be a reminder of the transformation for all of us as we remember the commitment we've made to the Jesus way. Amen.